You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We have a bunch of callers on hold, so I'll get to them in a second, but just wanted to catch you up on everything. Life is good in Sweet Home, Alabama. Everything's good down here. We are rocking and rolling in August here. Grandbabies are getting ready to go back to school, so they're all coming over to Mimi and Granddad's house. That's our house tomorrow night for dinner, so we can strategize with them about their year, so that'll be fun. Also, I wanted to mention a note about my angelic attendant training. The last class of the year is going to start on September 14th, and it's 4 Saturdays in a row. It's online. We're in a virtual classroom so we can all see each other, and the classes are recorded. I limit it to 12. I have 4 people that have signed up already, so I've got 8 slots left, but they're going to start filling up soon because I'm going to start advertising it this weekend. And what it is it helps everybody that takes the class reach a vibration level. I transfer the vibration level where I play to do all this woo-woo stuff that I do to my students. And as a result of that, they are able to do amazing things. They can do a lot of the things that I do. They can do everything that I do, especially with some practice. They can do that. But my philosophy about it is, if I can teach somebody to read, they can learn whatever they want. If I can transfer this high vibration level to my students, they can do everything they want in the spirit world too, because they can communicate with any spirit alive and deceased, which opens up this just whole new world. And as a result, we have people in the classes, this will be my 4th class this year, who are medical professionals and professors and scientists. And I had a rocket scientist last session who wanted to talk to Albert Einstein. And so we all talked to Albert Einstein in our class. It was wild. It was fabulous. I had one woman in the class last time who's a very well-known doctor. And she, like, world-renowned doctor that took the class. And she said, Julie, I've been studying this spirituality stuff for 30 years. And she said, after 2 weeks of your class, I'm able to do all this stuff I was never able to do, even with all of this study. So it's a game changer. And what people find is they live a life of joy that they didn't even know was imaginable before. And that's a byproduct of taking this class. Plus, it's a blast. We have so much fun doing it. And then everybody stays in touch. We have a private Facebook group. So check it out on my site, AskJulieRyan.com. Go to the training tab and check it out. And if this is something that's interesting to you, please join us. By the way, this all came in from my spirit guide, Pope Clement VI. He told me what to do in the class, when to hold it, how to do it on the video platform to record it, to limit it to 12 people. He gave me the price. He gave me all of the information and told me when he first told me about it, it was in January, and it was less than 3 weeks from when he wanted me to start the first class in February. And I told him I couldn't get it together that fast. And he said, go ahead and do it anyway. So I did. I talked about it on my show, And within 4 days, I had 8 people in 4 countries sign up for it. So I thought, okay, there's a bigger picture here. You know, this is divine guidance for me to do this. So I'd love for you to join us. The next class will be in February of 2020. So if you're interested in increasing the joy in your life, increasing abundance, being able to do a lot of the spiritual stuff that you've always wanted to do, join us. All right, let's go to the phone. And also on that, if you have any questions, just email me, julie@askjulieryan.com, and I'll get your questions answered. All righty. So let's go to the phones, and I believe our first caller is LaShonda. Hi, LaShonda.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, girl?
Doing well down here in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Well, good.
Been busy, though.
Yeah, well, great to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise.
You got a question for me?
I do. For the past 2 weeks, I have been going back and forth to the dentist. They did some work for a fracture that I had, and, you know, was starting to erode, and they, at the gum line, and it was going to require a partial crown. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, after all the work, and I could tell you, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, put it like that. But 4 days after the procedure, I was in immense pain. I went in on a Monday, and by Thursday, and he only worked 4 days a week. He's closed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, the pain would start Thursday night. So naturally, I just endured it. It was intermittent, but it was severe at times and kept me up for hours. Long story short, I went in last Monday, you know, emergency walk-in. He did some sealing of it because he put in a temp, and he thought it was because there might be some cracks or exposure causing some sensitivity because he didn't see that the nerve was damaged, so to speak. He couldn't determine that there was any infection or anything. He had me come back on last Thursday, again, like 4 days later, because he gave me antibiotics anyway, because he couldn't be sure. And long story short, I had to go in again this Monday to get the permanent crown. You know, he wanted to try it, but I'm still having issues. And I just want to know, should I just go ahead and get a root canal or something, or can you determine what the problem is?
Yeah, yeah. What I'm going to do, that's what I'm getting, because I'm just listening to you. When I listen to you or when I listen to anybody, even before I get you on my radar in my mind's eye, I'm on the LaShonda channel, or I'm on the Susie channel, or I'm on the Bill channel, okay? So I'm already starting to get divine downloads of information. That's what I call it, divine downloads. And that's what I'm getting. There's something going on with the root in the tooth. So what I'm going to do, LaShonda, is I'm going to raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit. For you who are first-time listeners, how this works is, I'm going to close my eyes and watch a laser beam go from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to hook into LaShonda in West Palm. LaShonda, I'm going to have a hologram of you in my mind's eye. I'm going to shoot energy from your feet up through the top of your head, and it will be as if I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. Something will be identified. We'll do a quick energetic healing on it, and then we'll go from there. All right? So here we go. Here comes my laser beam and coming into you. All right, got you. Shooting energy through. Okay, being turned around. Where my energy is going, LaShonda, is lower right side of your mouth. I don't know if that's where the problem is. Lower right side.
Lower left.
Okay, well, the energy went to the lower right, which is interesting. Mm. And the energy always goes where it's most needed first. So there's something going on the lower right side that is even more of an issue than the lower left where the pain is, which is interesting. So go ahead.
I had like a crown over there. Yeah, okay. But it's not causing any trouble, but it is one that I have to go back and, you know, revisit.
Okay. So on the right side, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing some bone degeneration on the right side of your lower palate, back in the back where the molars are. So I'm going to slap some stem cell energy on that bone so that it's going to get reinvigorated. Stem Cell Energy LaShonda looks like light amber colored gel with sparkles in it, and it will regenerate whatever body part we need. In this case, it's bone, it's jawbone. You know, it's the bone where your teeth sit on. So I'm doing that. It's going to spin on top of it. There'll be a vortex that spins on top of it. And it's that spinning that transforms the stem cell energy into whatever body part we need. So that's the first thing that came up. I'm going to go over to the left side now. All right. I can see inflammation there. It is the root. So what I'm doing is I'm putting anti-inflammatory energy on it. That root, I'm watching it get dug out. And I'm watching stem cell energy go in. That will fix that. And then it's centrifuging, so it's generating new root there, and the inflammation's going down. So is it in LaShonda's best interest to have a root canal on that tooth on the lower left side? I'm getting a yes at this moment in time. You may want to talk, I know he's closed on Fridays, but yeah, you know, see what he says about that, about the root canal with it. And there are lots of schools of thought that those are not terrific for us. So do your homework before you go in so you know what you're talking about. But I also would pay attention to that right side because you got some bone degeneration going on that side. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. How this works, everybody, with these healings that I do is whatever the issue is, it's healed on the energetic level of the person. Then it's up to the person's spirit to integrate that healing into the body in a way that it's going to be best, the person's going to be best served by it. That can happen instantly. It can happen in days, weeks, months. It may need some medical intervention, like LaShonda may need a root canal to help that. I absolutely think, LaShonda, you need to figure out what's going on the right side with that bone loss. And sometimes, very, very rarely, it doesn't integrate at all because it's not what that spirit has in mind of what it wants to experience in this lifetime. So just to give you an update on how these healings work, I get a lot of feedback from people, especially when I work with them on a private session, and they'll email me and they'll say, okay, this is gone, or this is healed, or this is whatever. And it can happen overnight. It can happen within a matter of hours. It can happen, like I said, you know, in days, weeks, months, over time. So just trust that the body and the spirit are working together to do what's in your best interest, even when you're in pain. It's working in your best interest. Okay, so let's see who our next caller is. I believe it's Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, Julie. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
From Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo. What's happening up there?
Oh, not a lot. You know, just watching the Buffalo Bills play football.
Oh.
First game.
Preseason, huh?
Yep.
Terrific. Well, good luck to them.
I had a session with you yesterday. My private session was so great, and I feel more energized today and a little more focused, and I'm feeling some good vibes from some of the healing you did, so I wanted to thank you for that.
You are so welcome. It was a treat to get to myself for a whole hour.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was
yeah,
great.
It always is. We always have a ball. Everybody that I talk to on our private session, we have a ball. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's such a treat for me to get you all to myself for an hour and get to know you and see what we can work on together. Well, do you have a question for me this evening?
I have a question. I was curious about my guardian angels.
Yeah.
Whom surround me, and I just wanted to find out who they were.
Yeah. Who your main guardian angel is?
Yes, my main.
Okay. All right. So, Laser Beam coming up to you in Buffalo. and your guardian angel is over your head. That's usually where they are. You know where I see them the most, Denise, is in surgery. When somebody's having surgery, the guardian angel floats over the head of anesthesia, which I find
wow.
really interesting. And they're always there over the head
That's
of
beautiful.
Anesthesia. Hi, Annette. I'm going to mute you. I'll come back to you. She just joined us. So, okay. So angels appear to me, Denise, as what angels look like in churches. You know, big, big wings, white gown, barefoot, all of that. Does that mean what angels, that's what angels really look like? Who knows? That's how they appear to me because that's what I think angels look like. And when they
right.
appear that way to me, I can identify them. So the word I got, and I've gotten this three times for you, is Ezekiel.
Oh,
an angel
wow, okay.
named Ezekiel.
Like
is
the
your
bread?
Guardian. Yes, like the bread.
Okay. Neat.
I'm sure that angel's thrilled to be compared to bread.
That's the only thing that I could think of, that word. Okay, Ezekiel. Oh, okay, great.
Ezekiel. So you could talk to Ezekiel. Our guardian angels, I find, are with us in every lifetime. So we have different spirit guides at different times in our lives, and those are spirits that have lived as humans. Angels are a different species. So the angel that we have as a guardian angel is our guardian angel through all of our lifetimes, which I think is kind of cool when
oh,
you think
wow.
about that. But yeah, you can talk to Ezekiel and, you know, say something to Ezekiel, and then Ezekiel will answer you within a second in your head. It will sound
I've
like one of your thoughts.
I've been practicing that.
Yeah.
I've been practicing.
Yeah. Terrific. Terrific. Well,
as
let us know.
As a matter of fact, I've been practicing with my son, Darian.
Wonderful.
So I have him here, too, and he wanted to ask you a question. He said two, if they're really quick. He was hoping to squeeze two in, but
okay.
if you don't have time, that's fine. But
yeah.
This is
yeah.
Darian. He's 10 years old. And
okay. Hi, Darian.
Hi.
How are you, my man?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good luck to your football team.
Football? Oh, yeah.
Are you watching the Bills?
Yeah, they're up 7-0 right now.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
What's your question?
I was wondering if you could scan my room to see if there has been any spirits in my room in the past.
Yeah, there are right now. Yeah.
Really?
Okay, so, yeah. Yeah. They're deceased loved ones, deceased relatives. I see there's a grandfather figure I get. He's your paternal great-grandfather. So it would be your mom's dad's dad. Could you follow that? Nope, I lied.
Yeah.
Your dad's dad's dad on the paternal side. So it would be your dad's granddad. He's in the room. There are a couple of kids in the room. And they look like they're your age, which is interesting. They're both guys. They're both boys. And then there's a grandmother figure, and that's your maternal great-grandmother. So it's your mom's grandmother who's in the room as well. And they just watch over you, and they're there.
Yeah.
You know, they're there just because they love you and they support you. And you can talk to them, find out what their names are from your parents, and then you can talk with them. And if they ever freak you out, Darian, if any spirits ever freak you out, just tell them to leave, and they will. Because you're way
yeah.
more powerful in your human body than spirits are just in non-physical. Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Does that help?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay,
Thank
good.
You.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Can I ask you one more question?
Real Go fast. Ahead. Real fast.
Today at a basketball game when we won, and I twisted my ankle. Can you just scan
oh.
it?
Yeah, yeah. Is it your right ankle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Okay, so I'm putting anti-inflammatory energy on it, which will help the pain. Have your mom get one of those kind of, it's not an ACE bandage, but it's a stretchy thing you can put on your ankle, and it'll give it some support, and it'll keep it from swelling. And that
yeah.
will help it heal faster.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Julie, bye.
Bye, Denise. Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe our next caller is Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay.
Okay. The big question is, I'm a lost soul. I just feel, I've just been, not me, I've been depressed, not me. I just don't have that spark of what I'm here to do in life. And I'm like, what is the energy blocks and why is this happening? I have so much good going on in my life and I should be, I am grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had so many great lessons in life. I'm not saying they were easy. I've had some painful
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some blocks? I've hit my head a few good times. I mean, I've had some good accidents on this body. Maybe
mm-hmm.
my just needing to get rewired. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions of what this is about and what I can do?
Yeah, yeah. I'll look at your head. Tell everybody where you're calling from, please.
San Diego.
All right. So, couple of things. I'm going to get you on my radar and let's see what's going on if you have any concussions in your head or scar tissue, more likely scar tissue from concussions. And yes, you do. So brain matter, Amy, looks like thick cooked oatmeal to me. And scar tissue looks like chicken cartilage that you'd see in a chicken breast, you know, that bendable white cartilage that you can get out of a chicken breast sometimes with the bone in.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is I'm doing a healing. I'm scooping out that stem, that scar tissue, and then I'm putting in stem cell energy again. It looks like amber-colored gel with sparkles in it. That's going to centrifuge. It's going to generate new brain matter. What happens when we have scar tissue in our brains is that it can occlude neural pathways, which can prevent certain parts of the brain from lighting up and working properly. So I'm fixing that, and you know that would be a question for a healing for a private session if you feel so inclined. You know, just go to AskJulieRyan.com and we'll have an hour to work on everything. But in the short run, the other thing that you can do that really helps is we get on a hamster wheel of negative thoughts. We get on a negative vibration. It's like our head's a satellite dish and we're on the negative thought channel. So how you disrupt that, Amy, is ask yourself, is this going to kill me in the next 2 minutes? Or whatever it is that's bothering you. And that's the reaction you're going to get. You're going to laugh and you're going to go, this is ridiculous. No, it's not going to kill me. That's a disruptor, okay? And then you can explore in your head. And this can take 20 seconds to do this. You can go, okay, what's the limiting belief? The limiting belief is, you know, if I don't get this deal, I'm just making this up, it may not pertain to you. If I don't get this deal, then I won't make my quota. If I don't make my quota, I'm going to lose my job. If I lose my job, I'll never find another job. If I never find another job, I'm going to be homeless. You know, I mean, you go down this black hole of negative thoughts that are fake news. We're making it up. So if you can ask the question, is it in my best interest to whatever, you're going to get guidance. Going to come in within a second, but only do it after you've disrupted that negative hamster wheel. And how you disrupt it is this going to kill me in the next 2 minutes? Okay? And then you're
going
to laugh, and you will have disrupted it.
I like that. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy San Diego.
Oh, yeah. And one little quick thing I just want to say is, and I mean it respectfully, is I agree with you to the person getting the root canal. Do your due diligence on your homework and make sure you're doing the right thing with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There are a lot of people that don't think that's the right thing to do ever.
Yeah,
so,
no, it might not be, but do your homework so you won't be mad at anybody.
Well, and I'm hoping that the healing that we did on that root and that tooth is going to fix it.
Oh, yeah. Anything's possible. You're awesome. That was great.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Take care. You bet. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. Let's see who we have next. I believe it's Dee. Hi, Dee. Oh, you there? Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from around the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, actually just inside of Maryland.
Terrific. Well, welcome. You got a quick question for me?
I got a quick one and then a little bit longer one. My quick question is, do you know my guardian angel's name?
Mm-hmm. You're going to laugh when I tell you this. It's Stanley is what I got.
No way.
And that's hard.
It's not as funny as Brad, but I like it.
Stanley.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I want to
You're
thank
welcome.
Him. He saved me for a lot of things in my life,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know if my brother is on here listening. Would be
okay.
Mike from Norfolk. But I want to ask on his behalf because last time he let me use his time.
Mm-hmm.
He's in and what he wants to know, he's kind of in an end stage of an illness.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to try to, like, hang on as long as he can in order to
mm-hmm.
help another loved one, relative of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, he wants to know, like, what stage of transition he's in, like, kind of
okay.
how long. And I don't know if you can scan and zap some stem cell into the lungs or his hoarseness or hearing, things like that, like a body
mm-hmm.
scan. Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
kind of a big question.
So his name's Mike D?
Yes, he's called in a few times. I don't know if he's on
yeah.
tonight.
Yeah, I don't see him at the moment.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to him through you.
Right.
All right, so here comes my laser beam to you in Maryland. Got you. Going to Mike. Where is Mike? He's south of you.
He's in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, yeah, yeah. He's south of you. My laser beam just went
Definitely.
South. It's so funny. I watch it go across maps, and if I'm talking to somebody in Europe or in Asia or someplace, I watch it go across the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean or whatever.
Well, he's on the East Coast. We're East Coasters.
Well, Norfolk is south of you, obviously. Okay.
Definitely.
So, Mike. All right. So, he is in phase 7 of 12 of
okay.
the 12 phases of transition. And
okay.
what that is, everybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, is when somebody's dying, when any of us is dying, or any of our loved ones is dying, we're surrounded by angels and deceased loved ones. And they form different configurations as we get closer to death. And there are 12 phases that we all go through. It can be instantly, it can happen over days, weeks, months. My gosh. We have a gal that's called in for 2 years, and her dad took 2 years to die. So,
okay.
You know, it can go on for long periods of time. But that's where he is right now. When somebody is dying, their spirit exits the body through the top of the head. It doesn't exit.
Yeah.
It detaches from the body through the top of the head. That's what you hear about people with near-death experiences going through the tunnel. They talk about going through the tunnel.
That's
and
I didn't know that.
It hangs on to the top of the head, and it looks like a bubble in a cartoon where the words
mm-hmm.
or the thoughts are for the character. And so all these graphics, by the way, everybody, are on my website, AskJulieRyan.com. You just hit the 12 phases of transition, and you'll see pictures of all of them. So anyways, Dee, when somebody's spirit is out of their body, the spirit is the power source for the body. So I'm unable to do a medical scan on them because it's like,
okay.
you know, the power source isn't there.
Are you able to send healing, like zap them in the lungs or anything like that with stem cells?
That's what I'm saying. I can't do the healing on the physical body because there's no power source. It's like looking at an x-ray in a dark room with no electricity. So what I can do is I can fill his room and around him with energy that's comforting energy and high
okay.
vibration energy to provide, you know, whatever it can to help him. And that's what I just did.
Thank you. That's helpful.
You are so welcome. All right. Let me know how I can help with him as he goes through this.
Okay.
Email.
Thank you.
Julie@AskJulieRyan.com. I'll help you get through it. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Dee. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see who else we have this evening. I believe our next caller is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How are you?
Good, thanks. Calling from Michigan.
Michigan. All right. Got a question for me?
Yes, I do. I have had tailbone pain for several years since I injured it, like in middle school, and I was wondering if it's physical and energetic, or if there's anything that you can tell me about that.
So middle school, was that a couple of years ago?
Yeah, several decades. So on and off, yeah.
And it still hurts,
you know. Yeah, I mean, it's come and gone, and it's just been, for the last few years, I finally started going to a chiropractor recently and just trying to, like, say, hey, can I, you know, resolve this issue?
And has it helped?
So far, it hasn't.
Where'd you get that?
But we're working on something. So.
Somebody just came on who, I think it was Nancy. She sounds like, Nancy, I'll come back to you. She sounds like you're at a playground. I'm thinking, Stephanie, what happened? You just got invaded. Oh, gosh. Okay. What I have done is I've got you on my radar, and it's like your pelvis has been pushed up with your fall. You know, kind of like if the it looks like it's stoved. You hear my husband, who's Southern, he's from Alabama. He'll tell me, you know, my finger feels like it's stoved or something. Like he needs to pop his finger. Mm-hmm. So that's what it looks like. So what I'm doing is I'm elongating the bone in your pelvis, and I'm shooting. This is stem cell energy show tonight. I'm shooting stem cell energy on either side of your pelvis. It's like I'm adding an extension to your pelvis with new bone. It's like it's like it's jammed up. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like if something gets jammed and then you've got to figure out how to pull it out. Did you ever have like a CD or something get jammed in a CD player? Maybe in your car. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing. Is something along those lines. So I've just added stem cell energy and put some new bone in there to help elongate it and help give it some room to move. So I hope that helps.
Okay, well, I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We do this show, everybody, every Thursday night, and it's at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160, and the access code is 533-677-POUND. You can find this information a bunch of different places, anywhere you download podcasts. We're on dozens and dozens of networks, and it's in the show notes. It's on my website, AskJulieRyan.com, and scroll down to the bottom of the homepage and you'll see it. I also send out a blog each week, and it's a question that somebody has submitted online, and then I answer it, and it's in the body of the email. I say, hey, remember to call in, and here's the call-in information. And then I put it on social media, and I'm at AskJulieRyan on Instagram. I'm at AskJulieRyan on Facebook. So look there. The day of the show, I'll always put a note up and say, we're doing a live show tonight. Call in with your question. Get your question answered so you can look there too. When you are on my site, sign up for a private appointment. We'll have an hour to discuss whatever you want to talk about, and we can talk about as many things as we can fit in an hour. If you want to know your guardian angel, if you want to talk to your spirit guides, if you want me to do a medical scan, if you want to talk to deceased loved ones, you want me to scan your cat, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's so much fun. We have such a blast when that happens. And then lastly, when you're on my site, be sure that you sign up for my blog. Be sure that if you're listening, put a review wherever you listen. If it's iTunes or wherever you download podcasts, put a review. Follow my, sign up for my blog and follow me on Instagram. And then each month I do a drawing for a free session, which is $155 prize. So be sure you do that. And check out my training, my angelic attendance training. That's on my website too. All right. This week, we got a question from Kaylani from San Diego. Amy, maybe you know her. Amy's from San Diego too, one of our callers just a minute ago. And she said, hi, Julie. Sounds like she's from Hawaii originally with that name. Sounds very Hawaiian to me. She said, hi, Julie. Can you please provide some insight into which past is best for me? I feel like I'm standing on a mountainous plain looking down at a walking path that forks to the left and to the right. The path to the left is familiar because it's my now. I worked hard to be here, and I'm so very thankful and full of gratitude to all the things and people who've helped me get to where I am today. My now is fruitful, beautiful, energetic, loving, and supportive. The path to the right looks just as beautiful and fulfilling. However, it's an unknown blank canvas, and I have an intense pull to move towards it. Can we walk two separate paths at the same time? Is there an alternate purpose for me in a different capacity, or is my ego on overdrive? How can I be drawn to another path with so much unknown and leave behind a life I worked so hard to build, especially since changing paths will ultimately break the heart of two people, one of those hearts being my own? Thanks for sharing your insights, Kaylani. So here's my response. Hi, Kaylani. What a gorgeous description of a great question. Are you an author? If not, you may want to consider writing as a new career. I have several thoughts that will comprise my answer, and here they are. First, yes, we can walk multiple paths all at the same time. Just think about how women are girlfriends, wives, mothers, career women, sisters, daughters, etc. The list is endless. The same goes for men. We all play a different role in each path, and yet they're all still us. In addition, we can have many interests all at the same time. I'm an inventor and serial entrepreneur who for most of my career, and even still today, has had several companies in unrelated industries and been involved in philanthropic organizations all at the same time. Again, it can be different roles we play in what comes together to make our life's path. Why limit yourself to only one path? Instead, what if you opened yourself up to the possibilities and trust you'll be led to what your spirit soul wants to experience? And how do you know for sure your heart will get broken? Sounds like an irrational or false fear to me. I truly believe we can't make a mistake in anything we choose. And I do believe that, you guys. I don't think we can make a mistake. I think everything unfolds perfectly and everything benefits us. And what kind of freedom does that give us when we can't make a mistake? It's amazing. I went on to say, when you feel what we think of as a negative emotion, fear, anger, sadness, anxiety, etc., it's your spirit letting you know you're out of alignment. We are limitless beings of pure positive love and acceptance. Our spirits incarnate and attach to a human body in order to create and expand. Our natural state is one of joy. When you feel good, you're in alignment and able to receive inspiration. It'll come into your mind as a thought or an idea. Act on that idea. Only when you're feeling good. You're feeling bad, you're on that hamster wheel I was talking to Amy about a minute ago. So only act on an idea when you're in a good mood, when you're feeling good, and take action one step at a time. That action will lead you to another inspiring thought. Take action on that thought as well, and you'll be led to the next thought and so on. When we try to control what happens in our lives, we cut ourselves off from what can potentially be an even better outcome than we've imagined. Staying focused on what feels best will lead you down the yellow brick road to what your spirit truly desires. And this, my dear, is when the magic really happens. These concepts are part of what we learn in my angelic attendant training class. You might want to consider joining us. The next class begins September 14th and will be the last one until February of 2020. Love to have you. So thanks, Kaylani from San Diego. What a great question, and what a great, great way to pose that question. My goodness. Okay, let's go back to the phones and let's see who's next. I believe it's Joan. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Julie. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm okay. My question is, my sister just passed on July 14th of bone cancer, and it was a very painful passing. I'm wondering if it's too soon to get any communication from her?
No, no, not at all. Tell me your name.
Barbara.
Okay. All right. She's standing right next to you. When we think of anybody who's a loved one who's deceased, Joan, or anybody for that matter, like I mentioned in my class last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked to Albert Einstein. I mean, anybody that you think of that you want to talk to who's deceased, as soon as you think of them, they're right standing at your right side. Mm. So she's there now. Do you have a question for her?
I would like to know how she's feeling now, health-wise. I know she's doing well, but I would just like to hear something in her words.
Mm-hmm. She was talking about flowers. Did you have a funeral for her with a bunch of flowers, or what's up with flowers? Does she have a garden with flowers?
Yeah, both. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. She's saying the flowers are magnificent.
Okay.
So, all right. So she must like flowers because that's one of the first things that she talked about. Okay, so she said everything's fabulous. She's around all of you all the time. All you need to do is just think of her. She'll be right there. She's telling me to teach you how to talk to her. So do you know this already, Joan? You say something to her either in your head or aloud, and it's gonna her response is going to be within a second of you saying whatever you are to her, okay? If you think about it for more than a couple of seconds, that's going to be your brain answering you. And spirits communicate telepathically. So it's going to come in. It's going to feel like and sound like one of your thoughts in your head. But if you do it within a second, that's going to be her answering you. She's showing me fuzzy caterpillars. What is up with that? So, Barbara, what's up with the caterpillars? A little early for caterpillars. She's saying that when you see caterpillars coming up, you'll know that she's got them in your path. You're probably going to be walking the other side and see a bazillion caterpillars or something. how funny is that? All right.
Yeah.
So, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Courtdale, Pennsylvania.
Okay. So you have caterpillars up there.
Yes.
Yeah. And they probably get kind of fuzzy in the wintertime, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
She showed me green caterpillars before they get fuzzy.
Okay.
So something to do with caterpillars. Maybe something to do with her flowers too, with the caterpillars.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
As she was transitioning, she was motioning to me. She was looking at me and she was kind of like saying, more or less, do you see that something was above her on her right side, and she was trying to make contact with me to more or less say, do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
That was, if you go on my website, Joan, and you look at the 12 phases of transition, you'll see those graphics. What she was seeing was one of the angels. There's an angel on either side of the spirit bubble that shows up at about phase 5, and their wings start to move at about phase 9, and they create this upward pull. They create a vortex that helps the body separate from the spirit. So she was seeing the angel that was above the spirit bubble on her head that was attached to the top of her head. You'll see a graphic of it if you go to my website.
Okay.
Have you read my book yet, Angelica?
Is that funny? I just got it this morning. I mean, yesterday, and I was reading it this morning.
Good, good. So the graphics are in there, too. Yeah.
Yes.
So they're in there, too.
Yes, I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, practice talking to her. And remember, spirits are really literal. So if you're, if there's something specific you want to know, be specific in how you ask the question and ask it several different ways. Keep getting more specific when you do it. But our loved ones are always around us, and we can talk to them. They guide us. They help us. They're just there. They're just not in physical form anymore. So I hope my book gives you comfort. Email me. Let me know what you think when you're done. And you and anybody that's read my book, please leave an Amazon review for me because it helps others find this material, and it's very comforting. I'm hearing from people. For people, especially like in your shape, Joan, who've just lost a loved one. By the way, your name is my late sister's name. So I love your name.
Yeah. Thank you.
So there you go. Okay. Well, thanks for
calling.
Thank
you, Julie.
You bet.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see who's next. I think it's Deja. Hi, Deja.
Hello there.
Hi. Good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hear that you're doing well, too, so I'm not going to ask.
Yes, I am. Thanks. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Middleton, Wisconsin.
All right. You sound like a Wisconsin person.
I do?
No, kidding.
Okay. Kidding. That's the first time I've ever heard someone say that because I'm actually from South Africa.
No, I can tell. I'm just kidding. Oh, you got a question for me?
Yes, I do. I would like to know if you can kind of see where I'm going from a career perspective and a direction with regards to a partnership.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your specific question?
If you can see that I would be forming a partnership with some people I just met with yesterday in San Antonio, actually.
Okay, so here's how we ask the question and get some divine guidance for you, girl. We say,
okay.
Is it in Deja's best interest to form a mm-hmm. business partnership with the people she met in San Antonio? And it's you can rephrase the question with specifics. I would mention mm-hmm. their name. I would
okay.
mention... Because
sure.
people I met in San Antonio could include, you know, the person on the airplane.
Yes.
The,
yes.
You know,
okay.
the person
I understand.
Serving you
okay.
dinner at a restaurant,
sure.
whatever. So yeah. be really mm-hmm. specific, like what I was just mentioning to Joan, our caller right before you. And so you do that and then put a timeline on it. Is it in my best interest to form a business partnership with Sam and John, you know,
mm-hmm.
in whatever industry within the next 30 days or within the next 2 weeks or whatever. Put as many specifics in there as you can. And then like what
okay.
I was just telling Joan, the answer is going to come to you within a second. Okay?
Okay.
So if we say, mm-hmm. is it in Deja's best interest to form a partnership with the people she met in San Antonio, you're going to get a yes, but it's not really usable because that it's not specific enough.
Sure.
Following what I'm saying?
I do. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does that help?
It does help, yes.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, good luck.
Yep. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, bye. All right. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm calling from Toronto, and I wanted to see if I can ask a couple of questions.
Yes.
One is regarding my dog. His name is Julian.
Yeah.
He has a really bad ear infection in one of the left side, and I was wondering if you could recommend what should I do?
Yeah. Okay. What kind of dog is he?
A cockapoo.
Oh, I bet he's cute as he can be.
He's a sweet boy.
Oh. All right, so I'm connecting to you. Got him. Yeah, it looks like it's got crusty stuff in there. It probably stinks, too. Does it smell bad?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So those makeup squares, you know, that you can get in the drugstore, in the pharmacy, wet one of those and use it. Don't make it wet. Just moisten it and wipe out that infection in his ear if he'll let you. And then do you have drops to put in it?
I did some oil with garlic.
Yeah. It's a bacterial infection, Nancy, and I've got antibiotic energy on it right now, which is a hot pink color. That tells me it's a bacterial infection. You may wanna look at the health food store for colloidal silver.
Yeah, I do have that.
Yeah, and I would water it down, you know, mix it with water, you know,
okay.
do equal parts colloidal silver, equal parts water. I would put it on that little gauze pad, you know, that you're using to wipe out his ear, and I would wipe his ear with that stuff, you know, put some in a bowl and wipe it with that. Use a clean wipe each time you go in and do it, and I believe it will heal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have another question? Yeah.
I do. It's regarding my husband. He has this sort of like rash. It's like a flare in his face.
Mm-hmm.
So he does get some kind of sort of pimples or red spots. And I was just wondering if, I don't know if you're not sure what is the cause of it.
I'm getting that it's a yeast infection. It has to do with yeast.
Okay.
You may want to get one of those antifungal creams, again, at the drugstore or at a pharmacy or wherever, that they would use for just any kind of antifungal cream. Just ask the pharmacist, because they have plenty of them over the counter. Have him rub that on his face, and then have him stay away from stuff that's fermented and has yeast in it in the short run, Nancy, and see if that helps clear it up.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. So, thank you very
you
much.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see who we have next. I believe it's Monica. Hi, Monica.
Oh, wow. Hi. I'm so happy that you had time for me.
Yeah, where are you calling us from?
I am actually in Toronto as well.
Oh, terrific.
And I just want to comment really, really quickly that I literally intuitively had all the answers you told Nancy before me on the call. So I literally could like just double confirm everything. And the most amazing thing was I'm driving, and as she was asking about her husband and you tapped into the pink, I literally just glanced back at the most glorious pink sunset.
Oh, so wonderful.
And what I got for her husband is wheat. For some reason, wheat is probably a big trigger. Wheat or alcohol, those are the two things that,
And whenever you have... You have wheat and alcohol. It's got a bunch of yeast in it, too.
For sure. So I have a health issue that I'd like to ask you about. And the three major symptoms are I've been constipated for the last probably month. And it's just really bad. And I think it's stress, because I've been having nonstop, like, super high anxiety, as well as incredible lower back pain. Something like the SI joint.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I really feel is it almost feels like the fascia inside my body is dry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What I'm getting, and before I even get you on my radar, and I'll do that too, but what I'm getting, Monica, is increase your magnesium, because I'm on the Monica channel. So I'm getting divine downloads. Divine downloads. And increase your magnesium, and when it gives you, you know, the runs, back off on it. Reduce what you're using. The other thing that I would add to the equation is refined coconut oil. And I really like the Bulletproof Brain Octane Oil. So if you Google that, Bulletproof Brain Octane Oil, I use that every day. It's fabulous. It doesn't have a flavor. It's clear. I use it as salad dressing. And it's amazing. And I tell more people to get that who are stopped up, and within short order, it takes care of the problem. Yeah. So you can get it from Amazon. You can get it at Whole Foods. You can get it at a lot of grocery stores. And so I don't know about in Toronto. I'm sure you guys have Whole Foods up there, right?
For sure. Yeah. What is it called again, Julie?
It's called Brain Octane Oil. And the manufacturer is Bulletproof.
I'm familiar with Bulletproof. I just didn't know that.
Yeah. Bulletproof Brain Octane Oil. That stuff is just nectar of the gods. It's wonderful. So I highly recommend that. The other thing I recommend, since you were tracking me on everything that I was getting on Nancy, is sign up for my class. Take my class. Come join us. Because it'll ramp it up. It'll ramp up your secret, you know, your special skills.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I literally, I've been, like, this has been just, like, banging on the door of my psyche, because lately the stuff I pick up is just crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this will catapult mm-hmm. you to a different level.
Very interesting. Is there anything you could see or pick up on my lower back and my, like, it's been chronic and it's really, really painful?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got you on my radar. Let me see what's going on. Yeah. Mm. You've got a swath of inflammation all across your lower back. All right. Let me get that calmed down. It just looks like red fog over body parts when I see inflammation. So I use anti-inflammatory energy, Monica, and it's a royal blue color, and it just will quiet down that inflammation. So that should help your pain as well. You're a twisted sister. You go to a chiropractor?
I go once a month. I haven't been since June, though.
Yeah, go get, that's what I'm watching, a chiropractic adjustment. You're twisted. Your left vertebrae are twisted, you know, they're kind of compressing. They're down. So I think it would make sense for you to go regularly, just keep everything tuned up. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'm getting is once you get a chiropractic adjustment, then start doing yoga a couple of times a week, and that's going to help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing yoga now about 2 or 3 times a week now.
That's good. That's good. Keep it up. Mm-hmm. But you need to go see a chiropractor. Yeah.
Yeah. I will.
Okay. All right. Well, you be safe out there driving. Thanks for scanning Nancy with us. I'm sure Nancy appreciates it too.
Yeah.
And be safe.
Thank you
okay.
so much. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Colin. Take care. Bye, Monica.
Bye.
All right, everybody. That is it for this week. For those of you that I didn't get on, please call back next week and tell me that you didn't get on last week, and I'll get you on first. And for everybody listening, thanks so much for listening. Call in, ask your question, send questions online, and yours might be chosen. Sign up for my free session that I give away the first Thursday of each month. Follow me on Instagram. Sign up for my blog and write a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And until next week, you guys, have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at AskJulieRyan and like her on Facebook at AskJulieRyan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.